Okay, so how has the hospital gotten involved in this?
So we are going to be opening our lab for free testing for anyone who's interested to find out if they have O blood type. People can register in our main atrium lobby area and let them know that that's the test they're coming for, and we'll actually mail those results right to the patient. And then we have information on how to get in touch with the family if that person is a match and would like to be placed on their list.
So what kind of a response has there been in Manistique? I mentioned social media. It's been about a little over a week now since it seems like there's been a lot of response. What have you seen?
It's been incredible. I mean, we posted after the family started sharing the post, and we've already seen 20,000 page views of the posts that we put on our own site. So you can imagine that outreach and where this is going. It's definitely outside of Manistique. We're reaching all areas of the UP and different states as well.
Okay, so again, how can people get involved if someone listening doesn't want to give up their kidney but knows somebody who would be a match or possibly a match?
Right. Again, you're going to have to get in touch with the family for more information, but what my understanding is that they're compiling a list of potential donors. Just because you have the right blood type, you still may not be the right match, and so there's a process that has to be done with the transplant team. That's as much as I know, but our patients can present to our hospital between the hours of 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays the hours are 8 to 2. And if they come in on Saturdays, they just have to present at the emergency room desk, and we'll get them registered there.
Sarah Giles at Schoolcraft Memorial Hospital, thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully somebody helps John out here.
Thank you. We hope so, too.